I'm Jeff Young, Chair of the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. I'd like to welcome everybody to San Luis Obispo on this December 1st. Why don't we start with roll call, Mr. Thomas?
Microphone working? Okay. Mr. Delgado? Absent. Dr. Hunter?
Present.
Mr. Jeffries?
Present.
Mr. Johnston?
Present.
Mr. Jordan?
Present.
Dr. Wolf?
Present.
Mr. Young?
Here.
Did I miss anybody?
No, I think you got everybody.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Folks, we have new board members joining us today for the first time. New member Bruce Delgado was not able to join us until our next board meeting, but today we have Mike Johnston and Mike Jordan as sitting board members. Gentlemen, welcome to both of you. If you would like to address the public, address the boards, make any comments about what brings you to the water board or anything about, you know, your experience and past with water quality issues, you can take a few minutes to share that with us.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I'd like to say I'm just happy to be here, thrilled to be here. I'll check at home with my wife later, but so far, so good. I come from Santa Barbara. I'm a sitting city planning commissioner down in Santa Barbara who also has some experience with their Creeks Advisory Committee. I was on that committee for 5 years before joining the Planning Commission. I'm just about midway through a four-year term on the Planning Commission, and happy to join the effort for clean water. I think that's one of the triple threats of the future: energy, water, and food. So I'm looking forward to getting up to speed, and I'll offer an apology in advance to both staff and my fellow board members on continual remedial questions until then. So thank you.
Okay. That'll go on for about a year, Mike.
Well, I think I'm even more of a virgin on water issues than Mike. It's going to take me quite a while, and I'm going to have to beg quite a bit of indulgence of my fellow board members and staff and the public who comes before us as I learn more about the science, the jargon, and the legalities of our tasks here. I was particularly interested in this because I've spent my whole life in Central California, and I've spent my whole working life either as a food processing worker or representing agricultural and food processing workers. So I think I have a real sense both of the incredibly key role that clean water plays as a driver in the agricultural, fishing, tourism economy of this region, and as an absolute necessity of life for the people who live here, and particularly in rural communities. I'm hopeful that the experience I've gotten in 20 odd years in the labor movement representing agricultural and food processing workers at helping parties that disagree often bitterly to find common interests and common avenues to meet those interests. I'm hoping it'll be helpful here. It's gonna take me a while, I think, to make much of a contribution, though, because it's a fairly overwhelming new field here. So I will continue to beg your indulgence.
And I should say that Dr. Wolf has actually switched seats. Would you like to say something about that, Dr. Wolf?
Yeah, thank you. I was appointed a year ago to the seat representing fisheries, wildlife, and recreation. So I've been active participant of the board for a year. And I was requested by our governor's office if I would consider changing seat from Fisheries, Wildlife, and Recreation to the seat representing Irrigated Agriculture. And although I was confirmed by Senate, meaning I still had 3 more years term that I could continue on, I did agree because I thought it was for the good of the state and also for the good of our board to have this change of seat. So I was reappointed. So now my appointment is reset for a 4-year term representing the agriculture sector.
Thank you. And so, Mike Jordan, you're taking the county seat? No. Mike Johnston is.
Yep, I'm filling the Fish, Wildlife,
Fish and
Recreation
Wildlife
seat.
Great. All right. Thank you. Feels good to have more board members so we can move forward with a lot of the important items that have been on our agenda lately. Our Assistant Executive Officer, Michael Thomas, is to my right. And seated at the staff table is our Executive Officer, who everyone should know by now, Roger Briggs. Taking his place next to me today is John Robertson. Mr. Robertson is on our staff and is a section manager for one of our 3 technical staff sections or branches. His section includes cleanup and land disposal sites, non-point source regulation, underground tanks, and waste discharge requirements. He is sitting in today because we are continuing to try something a little different. Mr. Briggs suggested, and the board agreed, that we would periodically have a staff person take Mr. Briggs' position up here, assisting and advising the board during our meetings. We think there's some value in trying different staff members in these different roles for training and leadership purposes. We tried this process at least 2 prior board meetings. It did provide a benefit for the staff at those meetings. If you recall, Lisa McCann and Harvey Packard sat in this role. Assistant Executive Officer Michael Thomas has worked in this role on many occasions in the past. And other staff have periodically acted as board advisors during individual hearing items. We intend to give other staff this opportunity at select meetings in the future. Welcome.
Thank you.
Mr. Robertson. Okay, would you like to finish the introductions?
Well, you kind of stole my thunder there, or read from my script, but I appreciate it. Thank you very much. First, I want to welcome the new board members. Welcome. We're thrilled to have you. And the quorum that you bring with you. We really appreciate that. And then also, I want to encourage you to ask questions, particularly in this meeting. I feel like we have a little bit of the luxury of time in this meeting, which is not always the case. So go ahead and ask questions away. And you've done introductions except for
our attorneys.
Our attorneys, Francis McChesney and Jessica Newman, are our attorneys. They advise the board. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Do you want me to do a few logistics, too, about cards and that kind
Sure.
of thing? Okay. A couple logistics here before we get started. Testimony cards are available in the back with Harvey Packard and Chris Adair back my left. If you wish to speak on any item, fill out a card, put the number on it, put the name of the item on it, and then pass it to a staff member or bring it forward. I wanted to mention that there are supplemental sheets for items 11, 12, 17, and 18, or there's supplemental material for item 12, supplemental sheets for items 11, 17, and 18. And additionally, there is a board member question and staff answer document covering items 7, 12, and 17. And for the board members, that was in your folders. And there are copies of all of those things that I just mentioned in the public box in the back of the room.
Well, let's see. Some of you may be aware John Hayashi's term ended, and he's no longer a board member. We had intended to publicly recognize him for his service to the board. John, if you're here and the rest of us can't see you, raise your hand and come up here. But it looks like he is not going to make it to today's board meeting. Well, we do have a plaque for John to recognize his service to the board. He spent how many years, Russ? 10 years at least.
Well, there have been a number of valuable years, and his input to this board has been really pertinent to some of the decisions that we arrived at, and his common sense approach to issues has been a great support for this board and to the board members.
And even though he's not here, we're going to recognize him as though he was here. And this plaque has been created to honor him, and it says Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board, in appreciation to John Hayashi for valuable contributions and excellent service as a member of the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board, December 14, 1999 to November 30, 2011. So, John, you'll make sure that he gets this, and we'll miss his sense of humor and his insight into a lot of the issues that we have dealt with in the past. And we wish John the best and hope that he shares his thoughts with us on items that are important to him and the ag community.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. We'll go to agenda item 3.